Inside the temple, you couldn't hear a sound, not even a squeak or a shuffle or a whisper. The boy Samuel lay fast asleep on his mat. Only the lights from the lamp of God flashed and flickered in the night. Suddenly, a voice called out,
"Samuel."
Samuel awoke, startled. "That must be Eli," he thought. Samuel helped the old priest Eli each day in the temple. Now Eli could barely see, and Samuel had to help him even more than ever. Samuel ran to Eli's room. "Here I am," he said. Eli didn't answer. Samuel moved close to Eli and shook his arm gently. Eli grunted in his sleep, then he opened his eyes. "Here I am," Samuel repeated. "You called me." "I did not call you," Eli answered. "Go lie down." The old man rolled onto his side and closed his eyes again. Samuel returned to his mat. Maybe it was just a dream, he thought. Soon, he fell asleep.
"Samuel,"
a voice called. Samuel sat up. This wasn't a dream. He raced back to Eli. "Here I am. You called me," he said. "I did not call, my boy," mumbled Eli, half asleep. "Now go, lie down, and let me get some rest." Samuel lay awake on his mat. Who was calling him? Then he heard his name for the third time. It had to be Eli. He was sure of it. Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. You called me," he said. This time, Eli sat up. "The Lord must be calling you," he said. "If you hear him, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant listens.'" The Lord? Samuel thought. In those days, hardly anyone heard from the Lord. Even if God did say something, the sinful Israelites probably wouldn't listen. Samuel's heart beat fast. What would God tell him? He hurried back to his mat and waited for the voice.
"Samuel, Samuel."
God called. "Speak, for your servant listens," answered Samuel. The Lord told Samuel that he was about to punish Eli and his family. Eli's two sons were wicked priests in God's house, and Eli never stopped them from doing wrong. Samuel lay awake until morning. What hard news! What would he say to Eli? He watched the lights flutter on the wall. At sunrise, Samuel opened the doors of the temple as he always did. But today, Eli was waiting. "What did God tell you?" asked Eli. "Don't hide it." Samuel knew he must tell the truth. He told Eli everything God said. Then the white-haired priest bowed his head and said, "Let the Lord do what seems good to him." From this day on, God kept talking to Samuel. Samuel listened to God's word and told others what he said. All of Israel knew him as a prophet of the Lord. Every one of the words God spoke to Samuel came true. Sparkies, here's what you can learn from Samuel's biography. God's word always comes true. Today, God speaks to you in his word, the Bible. Listen and obey what he says. You can read more about Samuel in your Bible. Look up the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3.